President Truman's remarks in presenting the Distinguished Medal Cluster to General Eisenhower. The Rose Garden, 2 June 1952.
The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, July 9, 1918, has awarded the Distinguished Service Medal, 4th Oak Leaf Cluster, to General of the Army Dwight D. Eisenhower, for exceptionally meritorious service and a duty of great responsibility. General of the Army Dwight D. Eisenhower has distinguished himself in a position of great responsibility by exceptionally meritorious service to the United States and the member nations of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. At an extremely critical and difficult time in the affairs of the free peoples of the world, General of the Army Eisenhower was appointed Supreme Allied Commander, Europe, and was charged with the grave responsibility of planning and welding an effective military structure for the defense of Western Europe. Faced with the innumerable complex problems and hazards inherent in the correlation of national interests with the common welfare and the crystallization of mutual faith, he inspired confidence and united the efforts of the several member nations of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, a monumental achievement without historical peacetime precedent. In discharging his grave responsibilities, he displayed great and consummate skill, inspirational military leadership, indomitable spirit, and the highest order of devotion to the causes of freedom. He symbolized his nation's unqualified determination to stand by its allies. General of the Army Eisenhower's extraordinary service merits the gratitude not only of the American people, but of free peoples everywhere. It's signed by the President.
All right, we'll do the job. We don't have to do it all, you know, this is on phone.
Mr. President.
Say yourself.
I am deeply touched and honored. I looked or listened in vain for one name that should have been included, that of my wife.
I agree with you, and I'll insert it if you say.